Hello and welcome to the NWR Newscast. This is episode 24 for Wednesday, August. Shit. Are we doing this again?
No.
Oh, fuck. All right. Hello and welcome to the NWR Newscast. My name is Andy Gergen. It is Wednesday, August 18th. This is episode 24. Yes, you are listening to the NWR Newscast, not some other podcast. This one. With me is the regular newscast crew of Zachary Miller, great up from the Great White North. What's going on?
If you'd like to subscribe to the NWR Newscast, you can find us at.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Zach.
I'm doing all right. It's sunny today.
It's the podcast, people.
It's the there podcast, people. Neil Ronahan is with us as well.
Ahoy,
Neil,
hoy.
What's going on? Ahoy, hoy.
We're just going to mash every podcast we listen to together.
Special guest Shane Bettenhouse, Nathan Mustafa is here.
It's my goddamn show.
All right, guys, I think we're going to have to confirm a weekend at the end of the show, too.
Wednesday confirmed.
Hump day confirmed.
So this is the NWR Cricket Cast.
Yeah, what was that about, guys? Come on, man.
That was a reaction to you talking about Madden 11 for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but there is actually a football video game. Cricket's not a real sport.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of
this. Hey, it's the gentleman's sport.
Cricket is a number two sport internationally.
So, Andy, what's on tap for today's episode?
This week on the NWR Newscast, we are going to bring you all of the content you are used to hearing from us, except for part of the content you are used to hearing from us. We're going to kick it off with some top stories, follow that up with some less than top stories, talk about the NPDs a little bit. That's one of our stories. Talk about the weekly downloads for the past 2 weeks. We got some excellent games about aquariums and notebooks
and massaging
coming your way. We're massaging. Not going to talk about games we're reviewing this week because no one's reviewing anything.
Well, except for download titles.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And then we'll kick it off with the weekly release. So with that, let's pass it on to Neil for the news.
All right. Well, let's kick off with the big one. Nintendo basically released all of their release dates for October, November. There's curiously no release dates from December, which could lead to speculation that Golden Sun, which was left off the release window, could be coming out in December or in 2011. And that's pretty much what it would be, is December or next year.
I would be surprised to see any major December releases that haven't already been announced.
I guess before we get into the big list, Golden Sun Dark Dawn, the new DS Golden Sun game, was not on the list, and the official comment is that there is no specific release date for the game. And, I mean, I don't really think that it coming out in December is really out of the realm of possibility, especially, I mean, you look last year, Spirit Tracks came out in the first week of December.
But they announced
there's a precedent there.
Yeah,
they did, but, I mean, Nintendo does have a habit of announcing games and then surprise, look, this is coming out then. I mean, the DSi XL didn't get a specific release date until after that initial Q1 release forecast, although you could easily.
And I guess things like ExciteBots didn't get a release date until 10 days before they came out.
Yeah, about 2 weeks before it came out. That's when.
I've seen a lot of people speculating that this is like they're pushing to 3DS support. Do you think that is just full of crap, or can you see Nintendo?
Well,
doing that?
You saw me speculate that it could be moved back for 3DS support.
Oh, I didn't see you say that. Did I? Just not pay attention to who said it?
Yeah, no, because I think I'm the only person that's mentioned that, and other people have. I've seen other people repost stuff about what I wrote. But that's speculation on my part, in that if it is getting pushed back to 2011, and, I mean, okay, you have Pokemon Black and White, which will most definitely be a DS game, and I think Golden Sun will also be a DS game, but I think with both of those games, especially with the wordage of DS family of systems, it could be referring to maybe some kind of 3DS compatibility, even if it's just like, you know, an additional mode.
Special features.
Especially like how Ubisoft games had DSi content in them. But, I mean, we'll see. The DS family of systems could also just refer to DSi, DS Lite, DSi
and the
XL.
That's the
beautiful thing about releasing 17 versions of the DS. You can say ambiguous terms like the DSi or the DS family and not have to clarify.
I think the first time they used DS family of systems was for Pokemon Black and White's announcement.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
After the 3DS was a known commodity.
Yeah.
And that was a couple months after the DSi XL launch. So I don't know. It's weird. Nothing for sure, but Golden Sun Dark Dawn is, I mean, I think it's coming out soon, just not soon. Like, soon as in early 2011 at the latest, I think.
Yeah.
The game's not really on my radar, so I haven't really been paying too close attention to when it may or may not come out, but I know a lot of people are looking forward to it, so I'm sure they're not going to keep their mouth shut forever.
I played the demo several times at E3, so I am excited, and I know Zach hates it, so...
Yeah, I know Zach and I aren't the biggest fans of Golden Sun.
No.
You know, I might be open to checking out the series again if it looks interesting.
Really, it looked like more of the same.
Well, the makers of Shining Force, you'd think I would have some interest in it, but I tried the first one and just never really got into it.
No.
Yeah. So let's go to the other release dates that were confirmed in this release date fest. So Metroid Other M is coming out on August 31st, which we already knew, and Samurai Warriors 3 is coming out on September 27th, which we also already knew. But we have Wii Party coming out on October 3rd, Kirby's Epic Yarn coming out on October 17th, Fling Smash coming out on November 7th, and Donkey Kong Country Returns coming out on November 21st. And did I say Poke Park Wii? Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed it. But yeah, that's almost like a new Wii game coming out every 2 weeks.
Did we know?
At a minimum.
Did we know at the end of E3 that both Donkey Kong and Kirby were 2010 games?
I think they said holiday or fall 2010. Yeah, I think the official word was fall 2010 for Kirby and holiday for Donkey Kong. But Kirby's not actually coming out in, I think, Europe until next year, which sucks.
I was just kind of surprised to see that they're all coming out, like, so soon. Like, I know, I guess I'm not surprised they're 2010 releases, but when I actually saw the dates attached to them, I was like, man, that's, like, pretty quick here. But that's awesome.
Yeah, it's less than 2 months to Kirby now.
It kind of feels like the best software lineup for a single calendar year that Nintendo has had in, God, since, like, what, 02, maybe? This is pretty fantastic.
No, this is excellent. I mean, but the one thing that's kind of weird about this fall, especially with Wii, is I don't really think there's, like, that singular big game. Like, we had New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Okay, before that, it doesn't really count either because it was Animal Crossing fucking Wii Music. But it always seems to be, like, you know, the big Mario game or the big Zelda game, and they're missing that this year. I think they were kind of hoping that, you know, Zelda Skyward Sword would be out now, but obviously it's not. But it's kind of weird that there's kind of more of just a lot more, I guess, like, second or third tier games as opposed to one top tier game.
There's certainly a holiday gap.
Well, and I think this will also be the first holiday season for Mario Galaxy 2, which means that it'll sell a whole lot of units, even though it's, you know, it'll be a 7-month-old game by then.
Mm.
Yeah. And New Super Mario Bros. Wii will probably still sell as well.
And Mario Kart DS, which is, at this point, 14 years old.
And don't forget, Shantae might come out in the holiday season, which is what they said at this time last year, too.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what the deal is? Like, why that is not? It looks like the simplest of games.
According to Lukas Belitsky, WayForward didn't even submit it to Nintendo until a few months ago.
I think WayForward got delayed along the way when they were working on it. I think that's basically what happened. I think they even said as much at some point.
That's all I want. That's all I really want.
Also for DS on for Nintendo, which it's kind of, I guess, a weaker lineup, especially missing Golden Sun, but we have Layton 3, or Layton in the Unwound Future, is coming out on September 12th. Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs is coming out on October 4th. Art Academy, which is a compilation of two DSiWare games plus added bonuses, is coming out on October 25th. And Mario vs. Donkey Kong Miniland Mayhem, the fourth in that series, is coming out on November 14th. So...
You know, what's weird to me is that the time between the first and second Layton games in the U.S. was like double or triple what the time between the second and third games are.
Well, not so much. Well, it's more like, I think the distance between the first and the second was like a year and a half, and the distance between the second and the third is about a year.
I think that's also because they had to wait a while. They had to wait a while for the first Layton to pick up steam over here before they really started pushing it. Yeah, because they started pushing it after it was out, a good deal of time after that. So that might have been it.
Yeah, probably.
But
it's a good lineup.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic lineup. It just makes for a really solid year all around between, you know, Metroid, Mario. Only thing we don't have this year is a new Zelda game. And we just had one at the end of last year, so you can't really complain too bad about
that.
It's
not a Zelda game.
We're gonna have one at the beginning of 2011, supposedly.
You say it's not a Zelda game, Zach?
Yes, just to piss people off.
Man, now we're gonna get like 5 or 6 comments.
Yeah, as opposed to
look what you
three.
Did.
Yeah, F-Zero Boyo said in the forums that he hasn't seen such a flood of first-party titles that generally seem promising all bunched together in quite some time. Nintendo seems to be riding their momentum from E3 quite well.
Indeed, they do.
I mean, they don't even have the Zelda game or the 3DS coming out. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, this is a pretty banner year for them in terms of marquee software. And this, you know, I keep thinking back to all the complaints that were made over the past year or two about how they just don't have any software coming out. You know, they had that drought for a while. It just kind of seemed like, what could they possibly be working on? And then sometime early in 2010, they were just like, oh, here's the 3 games we're putting out that you're going to love. And then like a couple months later, here's the 4 games you're going to love. It's just,
yeah,
it's pretty cool to see them respond to all the criticism about not having software with a whole bunch of software. It's great.
Yeah.
And I love to express how excited I am with all the 2D games coming out. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Do you think there is a chance that Nintendo will drop some atomic bomb for the holiday season, or are we past that point?
I think we're past that point.
I don't expect anything.
Yeah. I think they've already promised enough in terms of actual release content that's true. Anything extra just would be overkill. It would take away from the games they've already announced. They don't need it, and they probably will need it next year, considering with all the games they put out this year, next year could potentially be kind of slow.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like that gap in the second half of 2008 after we had, you know, Brawl, Mario Kart, Wii Fit, and all those games come out in the first half, where we had that gap later, except for it won't be a holiday season this time, and we're probably going to get a new console and a Zelda. So
Yeah.
I think there's going to be so much focus on 3DS. That's going to be huge, so they probably want to divert all eyes that way outside of Zelda.
Skyward Sword will be a launch game with the new Wii, and then there will be a Wii version alongside it.
It's backwards, and you have to hold the Wiimote in your left hand.
Yep.
Yes.
It's actually not compatible with left-handed players. That's what I heard.
Oh. No, that's bullshit. I mean, I know on the episode 206 of RFN, they were talking about the left-handed problem with Wii, which is true for some games, and someone in the forums on the RFN article or the RFN episode mentioned about how, especially in No More Heroes, how you have to do the wrestling moves, it's virtually impossible unless you can train your brain to basically look at it oppositely to do those wrestling moves, because it's like, you know, move the Wii remote that way and the nunchuck that way, and if you're holding it the other way around, it's confusing. But as far as on Zelda Skyward Sword, it's totally possible to play it left-handed, despite the fact that every Nintendo rep told me, oh, you have to put it in your right hand. I'm like, no, I'm going to play it. I'm a lefty. Like, I'm going to play it with my left hand. And it really, like, there was no difference. Like, okay, there's a little bit of disconnect there, but it doesn't affect the game.
Of course not.
So there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think this release pretty much confirms that 3DS is coming out in 2011, at least in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of other people didn't need as much convincing as I did, but I was a zealot for seeing it in 2010, and we won't.
No, I agree. It's for next year, fine, because we've got plenty to do this year.
Remember, there's an announcement. We have that announcement of an announcement, so wait for that announcement in September.
Well, I'm not saying it might come out in Japan this fall, but it's not coming out in North America.
You don't think it'll have a worldwide launch?
No, I don't think it will. I think if it's coming out this year somewhere, it's only coming out in Japan.
Huh.
Especially now that Donkey Kong Country Returns is set for November 21st, that spot right before Thanksgiving, Black Friday, that Nintendo historically, at least, you know, in the past 5 years or so, their big ticket game comes out then, or their big ticket system. DS came out then, Wii came out then. I don't think they're going to change it now, I don't think they're going to release 3DS on the same day as what is, I guess, in their eyes, their biggest holiday release.
Yeah.
And
I would agree.
Also, with that announcement, Bit Trip Fate, the fifth Bit Trip game, was unveiled. All we know about this is that it's called Bit Trip Fate. It's the fifth game. It's going to be the Empire Strikes Back of the series, and it's playable with the Zapper.
Yay.
Really?
That's
I don't think I had heard that.
All we know about it, because there was a comment on Facebook from Alex Noisy of the development company, and he said that he got his first perfect ever on a Bitrip game, and he used the Wii Zapper when he did it.
You know what it means? Wow. It's compatible with Zapper, don't you? It means that you also do not have to use the Zapper.
That means no one will use the Zapper.
No, you said it's going to be the Empire Strikes Back of the series.
Well, it's the fifth one. So.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. I thought you meant it would feature a
Well, when you finish the game, you'll lose your hand, is the thing.
Yeah.
That's the twist ending.
Commander Video is obviously going to find out that someone's his father.
Right.
And
Darth Video.
He'll lose his hand. But I'm super excited for Bitrip Fate, and I'm glad to hear that it's coming out this fall. I mean, I didn't really doubt it because these guys are so good at, you know, releasing a game on a schedule, as they've done with, you know, the four other games that they've released in a year and a half.
Yeah. I would say they are probably easily the most prolific developer of quality WiiWare software.
Yeah, I mean, Bitrip Beat came out in March 2009. And they will have released five games in less than 2 years on the service.
That's insane.
Might even release six. I don't know when the last Bitrip game is supposed to come out, but it could very easily come out in March 2011. They will release six WiiWare games in 2 years.
Well, they should compile
and
those.
Six good WiiWare
disc.
Games, might I add. It's not like they're Game Loft publishing games. Like they.
No.
This is three dudes making these games.
Well, and they're all original, so that also sets them apart from Game Loft.
Yeah.
Or fairly original. I really liked Beat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Voodoo in the forums said that the Bitrip games are also based on rhythm games. I wouldn't mind seeing a new take on Rez, and, you know, with the Zapper compatibility, maybe it could be something like Rez.
Insane. Yeah. That could be a really interesting experiment with their art style and whatnot. I mean, I know Rez has a pretty unique art style as well. But yeah, I think it fits the series, definitely.
Definitely. And I guess the next news story we have is mildly interesting. There's going to be a Wii drawing tablet called the Utra Game Tablet, and it's being published by THQ. It's going to be $69.99 and come with Utra Studio. And basically what this is, there's a 4x6 drawing space. You dock the Wii Remote in it, and you have a pressure-sensitive stylus, and you can draw stuff. And you can also use some kind of mechanic in it that you can basically draw your character moving across the screen. There's SD card support, so you can, you know, transfer photos and stuff onto that. There will also be two other titles coming out at launch, Pictionary and D-O-O-D, Dudes, Big Adventure. They'll both be $29.99. So, does anyone give a crap about this?
No.
I think it's interesting in that, you know, the Wii is pretty much known for being the console that does peripherals, but we've never really seen a third-party peripheral take the Wii market by storm. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, THQ's a big enough company that this could work, and, I mean, I would be curious to see if Fifth Cell, because they did the Drawn to Life games, which seemed to be perfect for this. If THQ is Fifth Cell working with them at all, I think this could be very interesting. But as far as I know, they do not have Fifth Cell working with them at all.
The only way this thing succeeds is if they bundle a really, really good game with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
no one's going to develop for it unless they are sure that the install base for the peripheral is there.
They should just make Utra Studio a thinly veiled copy of Mario Paint.
Yeah.
They have to.
You can
buy a real tablet that you can do real art on for about the same price.
Yeah, I was going to say that I have a Wacom tablet sitting right here.
I think it's 4x6.
You can't play games with it, man.
Yeah, you can. I play Plants vs. Zombies with it.
Really?
So there. Yeah.
No.
Now that you mentioned that, I'm almost kind of surprised that we haven't seen like a Wii art, which would basically be Mario Paint or Wii Paint with a Nintendo-branded Wii tablet.
Yeah, that's
now
true.
That you mentioned that, it almost seems like it's so obvious. I'm surprised we haven't seen it.
Don't give him ideas. Next fall. All we're getting is Wii Paint. This is your fault, Andy.
I mean, does that mean Reggie listens to
Wii
the podcast?
Music too.
I think it means Reggie listens to the podcast, in which case I want a pony.
What's up?
And also a 3DS.
Why'd you have to break my heart and say on Jimmy Fallon that 3DS isn't coming out until next year? What's up with that, man?
He's just giving you the truth, Neil. You can't fault him for the truth.
I know. Truth bullets. But I guess
my only weakness.
One of the other big pieces of news in the past 2 weeks are the July MPDs, in which the 360 beat the shit out of everyone.
Weird.
Like, straight up, 360 outsold everything. However, strangely enough, every other system was basically on par with what they did the year before. The Wii was actually slightly above, and the DS was a little down, but it really, it's not a cause for worry. It's just the 360, the new model is selling very well.
Right.
But
I think it's not a cause for worry because the Wii has like already sold 7,000 times.
Yeah, everyone already has a Wii, and their Wii hasn't broken quite yet. So.
Unless you're me.
Right.
But I mean, I think the 360 is actually going to make a rather good dent this year, as far as, you know, I guess in the yearly sales, because they had this boost from the new model, and I think Halo Reach will also probably provide a huge boost.
Don't you think people are sick of the Halo brand by now? I mean, how many Halo games are they going to shove down our
throats? I don't think Halo Reach is going to be as big as Halo 3, but I think you're still going to probably see a lot of consoles move with that.
How big was ODST?
I think ODST had a foul taste in a lot of people's mouths. It was big, but I think the people that played it, at least myself and the people I know, just came away from it unimpressed.
That's the impression that I got, too. Like, I kind of feel like maybe they did a little bit of brand dilution with ODST.
I feel
that
it could have been really good.
What they're going to do from here on out, you're probably going to see a new Halo game every year.
I think they're just tied to sticking to that Halo feel. So where they could have made a really cool game, they had to also make it Halo, where the kind of thing they were going for wasn't Halo.
Well, you'll see it get diluted year after year until it stops selling.
Halo
cards. That's when they'll stop diluting it, and in which case the brand will sit dormant for 3 to 5 years, and then they'll make a new one.
It'll
just
Halo
be called
5
Halo
or something.
Yeah, it'll just be called Halo.
It'll just be Halo because they're
Halo
doing a
Returns.
Combat re-evolved.
The Chief Knight.
All right. Well, we talk about Nintendo things, and Nintendo on the list, on the top 10 list, had Galaxy 2 at number 4, and that's up to 1.3 million units sold in about 2.5 months, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And,
more people need to play that.
Yeah, it's a great game. And Lego Harry Potter DS and Wii came in at 5th and 7th, respectively. And they're selling quite well. I mean, the DS one and the Wii one are the two best-selling platforms for it. And I think they're, I mean, in total, I think they might be up to 1 million together. But, I mean,
it's because the HD Harry Potter games are Gears of Potter.
Well, Lego Harry Potter.
The Lego ones out on, the 360.
Oh, the Lego, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think you'll see the same Lego Harry. I mean, because I played Order of the Phoenix on the Wii, and it was pretty much identical, even in terms, I mean, down to everything except for maybe the resolution. It was identical to the 360 version, because I played the demo. The only thing the Wii version got you was gesture-based spellcasting, which was kind of a draw.
Well, that's what in the Gears of Potter, which is Harry Potter Deathly Hallows. It's actually going to have Kinect support, which is kind of irrelevant to this podcast, but a little interesting nonetheless. They had a big reveal at Gamescom in which the Weasley twins came out.
That's right, I saw Kinect that,
But yeah, I mean, I reviewed Half-Blood Prince on Wii last year or 2 years, I don't know when the hell it was. It wasn't really that bad.
Yeah.
And I think the 7th one could be really good. But let's talk about Dragon Quest IX, which came in at 8th.
Yes, let's.
Kind of a modest sales, but do you guys think that's going to stay up in the top 10 and maybe, you know, kind of grow from word of mouth?
I doubt it will. It's a very niche game.
Peak. I think maybe it'll get a bump around Christmas for all the kids that have been asking for it. But really, I can't see Dragon Quest selling that well in the U.S. for too long. It's not going to be a Mario Kart Wii.
No, not at all.
Well, not much can.
And although, you know, I tried to get two of my friends to buy it. My only two friends who have DSs. And
your only two friends, period. Be honest.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
The cricket team. It was the cricket team. Yeah.
It was a guy from the cricket team, the T-Rex head in the corner. But yep. Continue.
but they were both like, "Is that an RPG?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "I don't have time."
Well, I lent one of my friends Dragon Quest V, and now he loved Dragon Quest V, and I think I finally got him down to go get 9.
Yeah, but did they already like Japanese RPGs?
Good point.
Yeah.
I think it would help Dragon Quest IX immensely if we were a commuter culture, and if we were a commuter culture, they could say in the ads, just leave your DS on and you'll download new things all the time.
Yeah, I take it with me every day on the train, and I have yet to see someone even playing a DS. So it feels just like, you know, a fool's attempt to get Tagmo, but...
So we got some forum comments for the MBDs. KaiTim89 said that, I have a strong feeling that the Wii 2 reveal/release is just around the corner. The Wii is slipping from the number one spot after being at the top, and it seems like it is going to happen a lot more in the coming months. What say you, newscast crew?
Not yet. Next year at E3, maybe.
Next year E3, they'll reveal it.
Without saying anything about it.
They will announce the announcement.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
They're big fans of announcing announcements. I wouldn't be surprised if at the September 29th event they announce that they will announce the announcement of the announcement of Wii 2.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean that wouldn't be a shock.
Stay tuned for E3 because there we're going to announce something at Space World.
Yeah.
They need to bring Space World back. That used to be cool.
Yeah, it was.
I think they're sweating because they have to think of something new. You know, because they've been talking big game about, you know, it's not just going to be Wii HD.
It's going to be a silver Wii with a Blu-ray logo on it. I'm kidding.
Connect.
Don't flame me. I'm kidding.
They'll bring back the NES.
I always thought it'd be kind of cool if they designed their next hardware. But I think back when the Wii was still, not really officially announced, or the Revolution even, I thought it would be really cool if they basically, like, designed a very modern-looking version of the NES just as a shell for their next system.
Hell yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. They could market that. I mean, everyone knows what the NES looks like. Everyone loved that system. So it would be, like, just brilliant marketing to have another version of that model on the market. But
then you'd have
all the people that would be pissed because it's not backwards compatible, and there would be a mess.
It won't play my copy of Kid Icarus.
It probably won't even play your virtual console games. So,
that's a sore point. It better.
You know what? I'm going to make a prediction right here, and we'll see if I'm right. In a year, I'll bet that they're not going to leave the Wii brand. They're going to keep it Wii, just like they kept it DS. But I'll bet it's Wii Squared.
Yeah, I could see that.
Huh. Yeah,
that's my.
I don't expect they'll leave the Wii brand either.
Wii Cube.
Or Wii Cube.
Well, how about
just
Wii Wii?
Yes.
No, I'm with you on that, Zach. I kind of feel like the Wii has been successful beyond their greatest, like, potential dreams. Like, I really feel like even they were completely caught off guard by the amount of success.
I wouldn't even be surprised if it's just Wii 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will continue the brand. And, I mean...
Nintendo has to do something cute, Neil.
But
they can't just put a 2 next to it. It has to be a little squared sign or something.
Super Wii.
I mean, you might say that they've never done anything like that before, but let's be honest. Nintendo and Super Nintendo and N64 were all basically the same brand. It was Nintendo with a word after it or before it.
Yeah, even Nintendo GameCube. I mean, Wii was really where they branched out.
It was just a lunchbox version of 60. But I love it. I love when they just put out more powerful systems. That's fine with me.
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. You don't need some new name.
Well, they have to do something besides more powerful, though. Like, a new version of the Wii that's just got better graphics is not going to attract your grandmother, which is what got them their sales.
If they want grandma, they have to, they have to turn it into one of those portable solitaire players. But if they want me, they just...
The Wii Squared will have built-in Kinect support.
But the thing is, they didn't get to where they're at right now by appealing to us. They got to where they're at right now by appealing to our sisters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they need to find something that they can do to re-appeal to that demographic. Because if all they do is appeal to us, then we're looking at GameCube or N64 numbers again.
No, they could have them play the Antoine Dodson video at startup.
Plays a Michael McDonald DVD. I don't know. I'm really kind of curious. I mean, I think I've mentioned this before on RFN or something. I'm really curious what they're going to try to do to maintain their new demographic that they've appealed to. Because
they're sweating bullets. They have to be.
The tactic that every other hardware developer has always taken, except for Nintendo with the Wii, won't work with their next system.
And it might actually be tougher now that Kinect and Move are on the market.
Yeah.
It depends. Do you think it's going to be like what Johnny predicted for the new DS? It's going to be highly, highly tied to fitness? Even more so than the inclusion of a Wii Fit?
I don't think it will be.
Yeah.
I mean, I see where he's going with that, but
well,
you know,
I mean, we already found out that the 3DS isn't that, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they launched a version of the DS that was only that. That was specifically for that, to be honest.
I can see them doing a slim one and kind of pushing that angle, kind of like the wider viewing angle for the XL, but I can't see a DS, like, fit.
DS fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot put into that.
3DS fit.
I kind of feel like they really want that reputation. They want to be the game company that's concerned with your health because it's gotten them a lot of good press over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
So I think anything that they can do to maintain their reputation as the company that gets you fit instead of the company that gets you fat, they'll take it.
Right.
So
which is why I wouldn't be surprised at all if they pushed the fitness angle again and even more with the new Wii.
Yeah.
And just have that be the primary draw.
It wouldn't shock me. But they've got to do something. But at the same time, they can't disregard us. They are in a weird spot. They're in a spot that no video game company's really been in before, to my recollection. They have to appeal to both us and their new crowd.
It's like they're
with,
at Thanksgiving dinner with their grandma and their friends, and they're trying not to cuss, but they're trying to be cool at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of fell. I don't want to seem like they didn't earn their current success, because they totally did. But they've put themselves in the situation where they have to appeal to more than one demographic.
Do you see them
all eyes on them?
Do you see them making two pieces of hardware, one for the us and one for the grandmas and the grandmas?
I don't think
they can do that. They won't play that game. That's a fool's errand, so to speak.
But I think Nintendo honestly believes that they have pulled enough people with that Blue Ocean tactic that we're excited about Donkey Kong Country Returns, and they think everyone else will also be. And I think it'll sell, so...
I hope
maybe that
right.
is the solution.
Bridge games are the key. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm very curious. I kind of can't wait to find out what happens. It's a very interesting story.
Exciting times.
Next
it's going to be an interesting
baby.
Fall, especially with Move and Kinect. I mean, just to see how they do, period.
Yeah.
Because I think at most only one of them will succeed.
I think at most neither one will succeed long term.
Neither one will succeed long term.
No.
Yep, I'm with Zach. I'll be shocked
Kinect,
if either one of them are still relevant to years.
Kinect will be a forgotten memory in a year's time, and the Move will be just a peripheral that Sony tries to support, even though it's dead in the water, just like the PSP.
The Move's going to be the PSP Go.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
just
I'm with
like
Zach.
Just like a sad attempt at reviving.
I would be pretty shocked if either one of them was relevant in 2 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 2 years.
You know, the problem is Microsoft's trying to get into a market that Nintendo's already dominated.
Yep. And they're trying to do it with a brand that doesn't really appeal to the demographic they're trying to appeal to.
Exactly.
It's true, but, you know, we say that, but previously Nintendo was the hardcore king, you know, hardcore term we don't like to use all the time, but and then Microsoft came in with Halo, and they took over that. So what's to say that they can't take over the other crowd?
I wouldn't say that. I think Microsoft... has always been targeting a different audience than Nintendo has. And I think Sony and Microsoft have been targeting about approximately the same audience, and I even think that Sony is still trying to target the same audience, but Microsoft is trying to get into this Blue Ocean strategy, and everybody who sees Kinect and sees people playing dodgeball or whatever the shit are going to say, I already have a Wii.
Yeah, I think it's a tough sell. I think they basically have to sell to people who...
And it's $150.
Yeah. I think it's an incredibly tough sell. They basically have to sell it to people who already have an Xbox, who might have bought a Wii but didn't yet. I don't really think they're going to sell a Kinect bundle to a non-gamer.
No, and a Kinect bundle is going to be far more expensive than a Wii.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it comes with a lot more than people want.
Hey, guys, remember,
like,
we just have to do the math. Kinect is cheaper. That's what Microsoft told us.
Oh my god, that chart was ridiculous. Like, I can't, yeah, I was so ridiculous.
At least I can sit down when I play Wii.
Exactly.
Like, I'm a big fan of sitting down when I play video games.
And most Wii games you can get away with not actually putting the effort in. Although Skyward Sword, you gotta...
You guys remember that time you came over with your friends to play some Kinect, and you just kind of kicked back in the living room and removed all the furniture from the room and yes. and then stood up.
Paint the walls white.
Yeah.
Strain your Achilles tendon.
We have one more quote before we move on to the final news story from Controller Flex. The DS has got to be reaching its saturation point, though there's reasons to buy a DS for every occasion known to man. Again, those of us who are in the know will hold off or even tell others to wait till the 3DS is released.
I wouldn't say that's true.
I just bought an XL, and I knew the 3DS was coming
out. Really? You did?
So I did.
How do you like it?
I like it. I enjoy it. I don't regret it, and it's not just the like buyer's remorse convincing myself I like it talk. It's I actually do.
Did you have a DSi before?
I got it. No, I did not.
Okay.
So yeah, I really wanted to get on the DSi games, and I wanted a bigger handheld. So I like it. It's more comfortable.
You wanted a small laptop.
Right. I wanted a netbook that was a DS that didn't have any netbook functionality. So I bought it.
And you saw one that had a really good camera, but you were like, man, camera's that good.
Come on. Like, who needs that, man? I just need 19 by 20 resolution.
All you need is something that'll take a picture of your face and attach it to a diamond.
Right. And then let me fly over Woohoo Island.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like my friend was like, my Facebook or my netbook can email photos to my friends. And I was like, psh, whatever, man. I got Facebook for that.
Yeah, my wallpaper on my DSi XL is a picture of my dog, and someone just looks at it and they're like, is that a dog? Yeah.
No, man, it's a Nintendo dog.
Game Boy camera bulb on it. Just
exactly, yeah.
The next DS is going to have a printer on it. I can't wait.
Oh, by super expensive paper.
It'll be called the DS Office receipt. Suite 2011.
Dude, that's what I'm so pissed at, is that I still have the Game Boy camera and the printer, but I don't have any fucking paper left.
Seriously?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
I want that
same here.
There's buyer's remorse, man. I wish I bought more paper.
God damn, there's a lot of cat litter on my chair.
You gotta control that.
All right. So, GoldenEye is getting a golden bonus. It's the Golden Classic Controller Pro. Will come with a bundle for GoldenEye. It will be $69.99, so you're not saving any money.
No, that's weird. At least with Monster Hunter, it was $60 instead of $70.
Yeah.
But, Neil, it's golden. So
I know it's golden.
There's
it must be worth a lot more than
$20. Gold paint, man. That's a lot more.
But,
the game itself doesn't look attracting enough to where I would...
No, me neither. Gosh, it looks like an N64 game.
And actually, with Monster Hunter, I ended up buying Monster Hunter and the controller separately and returning Monster Hunter. So, classic controller bundles are not for me.
Yeah, I'm one of the few people on the planet who never liked GoldenEye on N64 really to begin with. So, I don't have a lot of interest
in
the new
one. Because of my love for GoldenEye on N64, and also I had some fun in the multiplayer when I played it at E3. I am interested in this game, but not like interested to the point that I'll buy it. Interested to the point that when reviews come out, I will look at them and be like, oh, if it's good, no, well, maybe I'll get it. And if it's kind of mediocre, maybe I'll look for it cheap.
Yeah, look for it when the price drops.
Yeah.
You know, I should do a retro revival about GoldenEye.
You should.
Yeah.
There is a lot to
I mean, I think that game is aged terribly. But I loved it so much when I was younger that I have a lot of nostalgia for that game that will probably never go away. Enner said in the forums, I wonder if this is a show of no confidence in the motion controls of GoldenEye 007, or maybe it shows how strongly Eurocom is building the game for fans of the previous game.
Bingo.
Anyway, this is a far more useful limited edition pack-in than most of the other stuff they pack in these days.
They pack shit
What?
Nobody packs anything in.
Well, they packed night vision goggles.
Well, the bullshit collector's edition and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
You
kind of wanted to play BioShock too, but man, wouldn't it be awesome if you had the soundtrack on vinyl?
I know.
Yeah, because totally
and posters
to the
that light up
soundtrack.
In a black light.
Yeah, exactly.
I just happen to have a black light lying around.
Well, I mean,
see, if they wanted to appeal to Zach, then they would bundle GoldenEye with like a fucking Triceratops elbow or something.
Hell yes.
Yeah, it's just a dinosaur part grab bag. Zach would pull that whole damn store out.
I buy the bundle and then throw away the game.
Yeah, it just dawned on me, Zach. Did you ever get into Animal Crossing?
No, it's not the kind of game
God,
that
you
I
did
can
it?
Do.
Because I just realized that like there's fossils. A fair portion of that game is merely just collecting fossils.
Zach, when you walk into my house at Animal Crossing, it's just a T-Rex.
Can you revive the fossils?
No, you can't revive the fossils.
If you can find a piece of amber that has a mosquito inside of it, you could feasibly do it. But no.
No.
But you have to fucking run errands for the raccoon all day to get that, so.
Right. And he just takes it. He just takes it.
Are they all dinosaur fossils, or are they like a whole bunch of different kinds of animals?
It's like mostly dinosaurs.
Tribalite type stuff.
There's a couple of
I don't really
stuff,
know too. Why I'm asking, because I have no interest in Animal Crossing at all.
That's one of the things you spend most of your time in Animal Crossing wasting your time doing.
Nice.
True.
It's collecting fossils, collecting fish, and collecting bugs.
So it's like a benign version of Monster Hunter 3?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually.
I'm already playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah, to bring it back to GoldenEye, I don't know that
GoldenEye.
The analog sticks on the classic controller are good enough that I'd want to play it on that. You know, I don't like the feel of them.
Yeah, I kind
of
don't
really
like
the feel of the CC Pro. Like, I love that controller.
Oh, it's
great. I love the controller, but I just play Super Mario Bros. 3 on it. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to play a shooter.
I use it for Brawl, and I really enjoy it for Brawl. I haven't tried a first-person shooter with it.
Yeah,
with the exception
of
at E3, in which I found the controls good.
It's good to have the gated controller, but I don't know if I'd want the octagonal gate for a shooter. You know.
I see that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's like, Yeah, I guess that's true. PS2 didn't have the,
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Well, first off, I think it's the second point is right, that Eurocon's really just trying to throw people a controller bone, and I think the motion controls will be fine. They've been fine in every other shooter I've ever played.
With
GoldenEye, we will be seeing more on this game soon. I was teased by our Activision representative that there will be an event in early September showing off GoldenEye.
Nice.
So hopefully we'll know more about it then. Because right now, I think as far as I know, it's only been the E3 stuff, which was more hands-off outside of the multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, we'll and they've been pumping out, trailers and screens, but nothing hands-on.
Like, I'm from what Johnny said, what he saw of GoldenEye, the single player, it actually looked good. And the multiplayer, I had fun with it, and it seemed like it was very early, or at least the build that was at E3 was an early build, because there's, I think, supposed to be, 8 characters, and only 4 were there, and only Oddjob had his special ability, which was throwing the hat, which was tons of fun.
Yeah, that has to be there.
Yeah.
Is there going to be, Wii Speak support?
Probably not.
Good.
But that's just my guess.
How about the headset that came out?
I don't know. That would be another one that I would say probably not, but we'll see.
I don't think unless it gets picked up by Nintendo that's going anywhere.
Right, yeah.
Probably not.
All right.
Let's move on to the weekly downloads.
Everyone's favorite part.
Yeah, let's kick it off with WiiWare, where we have 4 fucking awesome games. Leading off is Space Trek.
Not Star Trek.
Polaris.
Not Star Trek.
Space Trek, not Star Wars, not Star Trek, not Star Fox. It's Space Trek. And it's from Polaris. For 1 player and 700 Wii points, it's a hilarious adventure where you go around and shoot aliens.
I might review this.
You play as Captain J. And you have to
fight. It stinks!
That guy is funny. Captain J? He's
hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
I know. Some of us watched the trailer, in which, this game and its write-up in the press release said about how funny it is. And the one joke is that Captain J, who looks like he's, made out of... it looks like all the characters are made out of fucking claymation or something like that.
Ooh.
I don't even know. But Captain J
no, it's not in a good way.
Yeah, not in a good way.
In, a, hey, daddy, look what I made you kind of way.
But Captain J makes a comment. He's, talking to an alien, and the alien's like, what are you? And he's like, I'm a human. And then he's like, ugh, didn't you evolve from monkeys? And Captain J's witty retort is, oh, I'd hate to see what you evolved from.
Yeah, the voice acting in this game is abysmal. Like, it looked like the dude was asleep when he recorded this.
Yes.
Especially the computer console voice. He's like, you know, like, bringing up space readings now. Oh, my God. Even the people making this game couldn't give a crap.
The game itself looked okay. It looked like a bland Star Trek. Or Star Fox.
Star Fox. No,
it didn't look
like
much was going on.
No, it didn't. It looks like
a
bland
game
that
most likely is probably bad, but has potential that it could be kind of fun.
Right.
Zach, if you're indeed reviewing this game, I'm anxious to hear what you say, because it's the kind of game where I hope to be surprised by it.
I will contact fellow staffer Matt Blundon and say, I'll take that bullet.
I'll take the case.
What?
And next up is Amonsteca Corral, Monsters vs. Robots from Onteca. It's 1-4 players, 500 points, and it's I guess it's a strategy game.
RTS.
RTS.
Yeah, it looks kind of like
Pikmin meets Darwinia.
Yeah. It actually looked kind of okay.
I see that.
It was very much more like traditional RTS than Pikmin, though. Like, they were attacking structures that, you know, and bases
and
whatnot.
You play as the native monsters against
robots in this. What I meant by it looks like Pikmin is that you generally have a mob, and it looks like you're not producing units from a structure, but you're guiding them as if, you know, there was a point they were following.
Correct, so, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad. I mean, if anyone plays this game at all, let us know. We'll read your comments on air, because we're genuinely interested in what some of these games are. But I can tell you that the next two we are not really genuinely interested in. My Aquarium 2 from Hudson is 500 points. It's a sequel to the popular My Aquarium 1.
Nice.
You look at fish.
And I don't know if everyone watched the whole trailer, but it apparently syncs with the forecast channel. And it shows a picture of a snowman, which is, why would you care if it's snowing if you are underwater? there's
very
no
true.
Reason for that feature. Oh, hey, it's snowing up there. Okay.
It's like you come in from the cold
in
the dead
aquarium.
Of winter.
Yeah.
You come in from the cold in the dead of winter, and you come inside, put on a nice kettle of tea, go sit in your living room.
Get snuggie.
Go look at my aquarium over on the desk. That's weird. It's winter inside my aquarium as well as outside. That's
it
bizarre.
It developed its own weather system.
Yeah. Whatever fish
how
I put in there is developed
is
by its own ecosystem.
The fish are making a civilization.
There's Leonard Nimoy's in there.
I really would like to have been involved in the discussion that led to the production of My Aquarium 2. Like, Yeah, someone had to be like, well, maybe we should make another My Aquarium game. And then someone else had to
I
be
think
like...
It probably sold very
the game
well,
had to make
so.
Numbers. That's
yeah, but then,
way.
Like, someone had to reply to that with, but then we would have two My Aquariums on the market. And then,
I
want to hear...
Market.
I want to hear the response to that question, because it's not like a retail market where, like...
Here's the response. People need something new. What if it could sync with the forecast channel?
That
way,
there will be a snowman there, and if it's raining, you'll see water.
And then someone else was like, well, we could just patch it. And then that guy was like, damn it, man, you think this is Xbox Live Arcade? Be serious.
Yeah.
No, it's not like the retail market where, like, games come and go and nothing's on the shelf forever. Like, the digital market, it seems like you got to have a real good reason to have a sequel, because anyone can go buy your game the day it comes out, or like 6 years later.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But My Aquarium, apparently, you know, everyone was like,
no Geometry
I kind of want
to
have my own aquarium, but man, they just don't have all the features that I want.
I mean, yeah.
It's bizarre. I'm sure it was basically an economical decision made by the fact that the first one sold, but it's weird to me. It doesn't quite fit into my the part of my brain that explains why things exist.
Well, speaking of that, enjoy your massage.
Oh, thank you.
Exclamation point.
This game is like...
From Microforum for 500 points, you can massage people who are kind of trying to be oddly sexy. It's weird.
It's like 94% Trauma Center and 6% porn.
Yeah, like it Simon purchase. Says with yeah. Yeah, I like
who
how
here's
the
played Trauma Team.
Not
I really need to play Trauma Team. I really
own
do.
It, but
Andy,
I haven't put time
Andy,
into
you
it
play
yet.
Like the, okay, you haven't played it at all?
Not really. I played like the first like 20
There's,
minutes of
I think
about
it's
it.
The first diagnostics part. It's like you're like this house looking guy. And, like, you have to examine, like, a 14-year-old girl, and it just feels really dirty throughout the entire thing. And that's where I think Enjoy Your Massage, you know, has a tie to Trauma Center.
Really shines.
How old are you?
Well, yeah,
16? 18? Yeah. You're first. Mom, I like where this is going.
I like how if you pay attention to the trailer, all the girls have the exact same body and face. They just change the hairdo. They
yeah.
Yeah, I know Matt Blunden is reviewing this, and I don't think he's too happy with how the game is.
I think he's very
and we have
happy.
A, we have an interview up on the site with the developer, so if you want to know all about enjoy your massage, you can
well,
learn
to,
about it
to
there.
Quote the trailer, this is your first massage. Don't worry, stay calm, and everything will be fine. Layla is young and healthy.
Oh my god.
It will be an easy job.
Yeah, they might be bringing this to 3DS apparently, which might actually be more interesting.
Hey, Andy?
Yeah.
For our next game trade, you want to do a Trauma Team and something else for me?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah, Zach and I are embroiled in a PS3 exchange. He has my copy of 3D Dot Game Heroes, and I am currently really enjoying Uncharted 2.
Did you get to the train?
Yeah, I've had 3D.
Yes.
So awesome.
Dude, the train is so cool.
Like, I was kind of not really feeling it after, like, the introduction is really, really cool. But then, like, shortly thereafter, you're kind of just, like, I didn't really care
again.
For the heist part didn't really do much for me, like, the scaling walls
I
outside
didn't like
the,
that, no.
Yeah. And then you're back in the jungle, and I was like, man, why did this game get so much praise? It is exactly more
and
the same.
And then you get to the train, and everything makes sense.
But even before that, like, once you're into the city, it gets awesome. Like, it's for, like,
yeah.
I think I played
really?
For,
I
like,
love,
6
I
hours
the part
in one
after
sitting.
The train, too, is really cool.
That's kind of where I'm at right
did
now.
Did you get the pool trophy?
Yes, I did.
So awesome.
Marco Polo.
Yeah, that was great.
While
we're
on PS3, I'm embarrassed to say that I've had 3D Dot Game Heroes for, like, 2 months, and I haven't played it at all, because I got it with Amazon credit, because then I got more Amazon credit.
Yeah.
And then Lauren stole my PlayStation 3 from me for, like, a month, and during that time when I actually had the system with me, I was busy with E3 and all that crap.
Yeah, me and,
I wish,
me and
I, wish
Zach
I could
had
get
both.
More time in with it, because it's actually really good.
For it's really good, but I've been wanting to play it.
It didn't hook
badly.
Me, is the thing. Like, I kind of started it, I got through the first dungeon, and I liked it, but something about it just didn't draw me in, and I haven't
well,
quite pinned
simple.
It down yet. But
it's a very simple game.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's gorgeous. It's really,
oh, yeah.
really gorgeous. But
yeah,
yeah absolutely, Zach. We can plan on that later.
WiiWare.
Yeah. DSiWare, actually. We're done
yeah,
with WiiWare.
DSiWare.
There's only 4 games for WiiWare. I feel like we're getting to a bad dry period.
What about Turn, Rhythm Core, Alpha, Absolute Chess, and did it myself?
No, that's actually DSiWare. I put it in the wrong spot.
Oh, okay.
You've spoiled the fun now, Zach.
We got DSiWare. The first DSiWare game we'll talk about is by far the best out of this past 2 weeks. It's Divergent Shift, which used to be known as Reflection. Until, like, last week. And it's published by Konami and developed by Intrinsic Games. The story behind this is that it was actually made by some students at USC, and then one of their professors works at Konami, and then somehow along the way they were contracted to make this for DSiWare. And what it is, for 800 points, it's similar to Chronos Twins, if anyone has played that.
Mm.
And there's basically a, you know, on the top screen and the bottom screen, you're both controlling a character, but there's, like, a reflection. So, like, you know, the top screen is the reflection of the bottom screen, but there's different platforms there, and you have to work them through the environment. And there's also certain parts where your shadow, it's the shadow mechanic as opposed to the reflection mechanic, and the shadow and the other character go through different environments, but they can, like, move differently as opposed to the other one where they all have to make the same movements like this. If one of them's hanging off a ledge, this is actually the legitimate example that I use in the review, which is already up. If one of them is hanging off a ledge, then, like, the other person can basically run around left and right as much as they want.
Oh, I see.
So, oh, okay.
If that makes sense at all.
How does it resync your movement after that point? Do you have to play the rest of the level with relative frames of motion or something? Or
well, there's different points in each of those levels. Like, this isn't every level. It's a handful of the, like, 25 levels that are there. But there's different points that you can go to that will resync the movement. There's actually a really cool level later in the game where you're basically, like, running through these, like, big long areas where then you have to run with one character and then jump up in the air, and then the one person will be falling, and you have to run to the other side and hit one of the vortexes that sinks them back up before the other person falls.
Oh, I see.
Kind of intense. But it's a really, really cool game. Totally worth it. It's like 2 hours long. Yeah. It's an excellent game. It's just super short.
I'd rather pay for a really short game that I enjoy than a medium length game or a long game that I could barely stand.
Totally worth the $8, but just be warned, you'll be done with it before you even know it.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I wouldn't want to start playing it and then get sidetracked and never go back.
I do that a lot with DSiWare games.
But the next DSiWare game is 3D Mahjong from Cosmigo for 500 points. I'm actually reviewing this one as well. It's Mahjong, but I feel like it's trying to be like Picross 3D, but failing, because Mahjong doesn't really gain that much by being in 3D. Yeah. It's just kind of like you have layers of tiles as opposed to just having like the flat placement of tiles.
I've played regular versions of Mahjong that were basically that, though. Like, I had an old Windows 3.11.
I mean, that's what I can't really exactly nail down. I can't say that I'm too well-versed in Mahjong, but I feel like I have played versions like that before. But, I mean, this isn't really anything new. It's Mahjong. It's fun. I feel like as I'm playing the game, there's really no reward for anything that I'm doing, and I don't really understand why I'm playing this outside of its Mahjong. Like, at least in, like, Picross 3D and puzzle games like that, like, it gives you that, you know, you get to see an animation, and you unlock stuff, and even though it's kind of pointless, it's some reward for, like, you know, you're doing good.
The production values look pretty decent, I gotta say. Based on the trailer, like, the game looks good. That's something. Yeah. I mean...
And the touchscreen controls are a little dodgy. It's really not that bad, it's just nothing special. It's modern. Right.
Yep.
And then we got My Notebook Carbon.
Whoa.
Finally.
Yeah, for 500 points. It's another My Notebook game. It's got a bunch of different paper styles, pen styles, ink colors, unlockable stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say that if the DS had a higher resolution screen and if it had a digitized stylus, I would buy it for taking notes, but neither of those are true, so.
Yeah.
Why can't you just take pictures of your notebook that you already wrote out and then upload them to Facebook?
Yeah, exactly.
That's almost a better solution, except for it's not at all.
So the next game is Just Sing National Anthems from Engine Software for 200 points.
I thought this was a joke.
Let me explain what this game is. It's World Cup 2010 themed, which, just so anyone who's not aware about this, the World Cup has been done for, about a month and a half.
Yeah, easily.
Second. Right. The point of this $2 game is that you sing 5 national anthems. I forget the exact countries. I know the U.S. is one of them. I think Japan. Maybe.
Come on, Canada.
It doesn't even fucking matter. It's a game where you sing 5 national anthems. That's it. Oh, wow. And the worst is that I feel like there's the promise that there will be more of this game. There will be like, just sing national anthems too. And it'll have 5 more countries' national anthems.
How exactly is it World Cup themed? Do they work
because
soccer at all? Or?
I don't know. Okay. But they said it's World Cup themed.
So it's not like Dark Void Zero, where you, instead of blowing into the mic to activate it, you yell, goal!
Well, I mean, because the countries are from their World Cup teams.
Okay.
Does the game support playing the national anthems on a Vuvuzela? Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe it's just there's like a secret Vuvuzela mode, and you just open it, and it just sits there, blaring. I would use that on the train.
Did you see the
I don't know, I think it was SNL where Will Ferrell came on as the inventor of the Vuvuzela? he was being interviewed said like, "Hello. My name is such and such." It was very funny.
All right, well, let's move on to the next game. Turn the last artifact. I'm saying it loudly because it's all in caps, T-U-R-N. It's very loud.
It is.
Creative Patterns is the developer. It's their first DSiWare game, and it's 800 points. And this game actually looked kind of cool because these little like square puzzles that you have to maneuver a character around, and then you can turn the environment around to, you know, move blocks around, crush enemies, and do stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds cool. It seems
interesting.
I actually have a game exactly like this on my TI-89 that I'm playing right now.
Oh, God.
And, it's good, yeah. But this one, you can kill monkeys.
Finish your building. Building
I finished
a building.
That. Finished it. Finished
Fine.
It. Yeah.
You're sitting there in your engineering class playing this game instead of doing calculations.
I put Super Mario Brothers on my TI-89.
Seriously? You can do shit like that?
I remember it.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, you can do all sorts of cool shit with those calculators. I remember...
Fucking awesome.
Like, I had a math class in high school in which using my my old calculator, basically, we had the link to play Tetris. And we
was it
have,
Z-Tetris?
Like, Tetris...
That's the one that I had when I was in grade or high school was Z-Tetris. That was
so
the
like
specific 15 Tetris.
Years ago?
Yeah, that was... You're talking like mid-late 1970s.
you're just like, well, you're like 5 years younger than Lindemann.
It was the first version of Tetris. It was the early one.
Andy, yes. How did you survive the KT extinction?
KT extinction? What the hell does that mean?
Oh, the end of the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? Bomb shelter.
Nice.
Played
so
an awful lot of
Space game
War.
On DSiWare is
Andy
Rhythm
is
Core
old.
Alpha.
He I'm sat old. In a bunker Rhythm... with Happy Birthday, Martin, just singing national anthems. And that's
Yeehaw!
How he turned into the crazy effort he is today.
Rhythm Core Alpha from Soft Egg for
My
500
got
points.
Fucked up.
Did anyone see the video for this?
Yeah, I did, actually. This is the guy in the concert, or the DJ-looking dude.
Oh, that was so funny. The like, hipster guy standing up there, and no one claps.
Yeah, well, like, he was like, I'm going to make music for you. And then he played, like, the least interesting song I've ever heard for, like, 8 minutes.
Yeah, it was just... And then,
it was
like,
Wii
some...
music.
He was clearly playing it in a closet with, like, four people.
So yeah. he did this using Rhythm Core Alpha?
Yeah. It's like a music-making thing. It's kind of... It almost kind of reminded me, based on the screenshots of the Korg DS... But
right.
less, I think, less complex and more. And he said that he made the game. He was the developer was the guy in the video, and he said, "I made this game for the purpose of making
live
music live." And
right,
then he proceeded to play a song, which was really uninteresting for like 4 minutes.
I think the difference between this and Korg is, well, one, it's less powerful, and I think that it has all the sounds already for you. So in
right.
Korg, if you want to just make a song right off the bat, you have to make your sounds first. It's a synthesizer.
Oh.
This, I don't think, is a synthesizer. I
no,
think
it's
just
it's,
a bunch of
it's
yeah,
basically
pre-recorded.
Like a bunch of pre-recorded like beats and chords and stuff.
Right. I think you just throw some pre-made arpeggios down and you're good
right.
on top
so
of like the
one
dog
of those,
woof sound.
One of those really old electric keyboards.
Kind
of, right.
yeah.
Yeah, it's just like demo mode and yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. To be fair, it looked like he.
Sorry, go ahead.
He looked like he was putting stuff into a step sequencer, but what I found strange was that in the trailer there was a mouse cursor.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Almost like the music we were listening to wasn't actually
wasn't actually being made on the DS right there, and
right.
that was footage
yeah.
from his computer. Yeah.
Yeah. It just seemed like. I'm sure he was composing it on the fly. Maybe with his computer, not with his DS. But it was just not
yeah.
interesting. It was like, here's a beat, and then like that's the beat for 30 seconds, and now
right.
I'm going to layer that with another beat, and then I'm going to layer
no,
that
yeah,
with
No, yeah, literally
beat.
It looked like a step sequencer with maybe like 8 possible patterns that you could throw in there, and that was it. And it doesn't look like you can make different notes with those. You just have to...
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, use the same note in the same pattern and just have it at different intervals.
This sounds
that said,
depressing.
The trailer didn't actually show what the game looked like, so it's hard to know what you can really do with it. All we know is what the guy in the video
right.
did with it.
It looked like it was intentionally obscuring what the game looked
it
like.
It very much did look like that, actually. It seemed like I made this game, and I would love for you to buy it, but I really can't show it to you, but here's the music that I made.
Right, and really, if that's the best music that the creator can make...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, to Absolute Chess.
Why does that E have to be there?
What?
If only the E weren't there.
Yeah, yeah, it could be some kind of liquor.
Speaking of that, never, ever... drink the Kirkland Signature beer. Okay.
Okay. Duly noted. About that. Thank
while
you, Nate.
You play the Kirkland Signature Pokemon.
It's, yeah. Oh, it says variety pack. It's just different varieties of crap.
I'm going to assume
you
that's
know
a cricket reference.
I do recommend Chimay.
Oh, yes. Good. That's
yeah.
Carl's favorite beer.
That is
yes.
the sequel to Shantae.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carl told me I could buy that beer anywhere, and he was wrong.
Maybe
get it.
Now is a good time to mention Carl's podcast, Rough Draught, in which they talked about Midas Touch, which is my favorite beer. So, yeah, listen to that.
Yeah.
Good beer.
And I'm
discussion.
A big fan of Three Philosophers from Omegang. It's got a little cherry flavor to it. It's very good.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't go for the fruity. I don't go for the fruity beers, but
yeah, but it's not like super fruity. Okay. It's only mildly so.
All of you guys have to come.
That.
Wait a second. All you guys have to come up to Anchorage sometime. I will take you to the Beartooth, which shows second real movies.
Lauren and I are already in the. We're already planning to visit the Beartooth.
Zach, I'm coming up to Anchorage next year, next July.
Are
so
you?
I'll see you. I am.
All right.
Yeah, for
well, I'll take
an
you
engineering
to the
conference.
You can drink home brewed, not me, but brewed beer from the Beartooth, and it's been. Said to me that it's the best beer anyone's ever had.
I have had Alaskan beer, and it was good. I had it on my flight up to Vancouver. But for some reason, they had a bunch of it, and he's like, well, it's free, so have as much as you want. And it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was glad I took the train when I got to Vancouver.
Anyway, come to Alaska,
yeah, well,
come to Alaska for
next
great
July.
Beer.
Absolute Chess, that's Chess. And we got Did It Myself, ABC, 123. From Powerhead Games for 200 points. And I was actually reading about this game, and apparently it's Powerhead Games, I believe, also made Glow Artisan or Artisan on DSiWare, which is pretty cool. I actually downloaded it somewhat recently to try it out, and it's kind of a nice little puzzle game. Mm-hmm. And this was apparently made by the same people, and it's made by a father who saw that there were no DSiWare games for, like, little children on the service, and this is an early childhood-rated game.
Does it involve
the
Jackson 5?
I don't think so. But ABC is, you know, as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Right.
ABC.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
But yeah, I mean, I guess for what this is, if you got a little kid, this might be a good game for them.
It looks like Brain Age for babies. Not in a bad way. Literally, Brain Age for babies with some music type games in it. So.
Yep. I mean, for what it is,
shut up.
It's a unique title, and serves a market that isn't really served.
Nothing approaches Math Blasters.
Yeah,
I don't
classic.
Know if anyone played that.
Totally.
Oh
no,
yeah, Math Blasters.
Heck yeah.
And Number Munchers.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Number Munchers is far more up my alley.
Fuck you.
Really?
Dude, what about
I never
Odell
played
Down
Number
Under?
Munchers.
Did anyone play Odell Down Under?
No.
Played a lot of
that was a cool little fishing game where you would have to eat other fish.
Oh, yeah,
Where
in the World's Carmen San Diego.
What was the name of that game? Odell Down Under? I totally played that. Now that you say the fish thing, I totally played that.
Yeah, it's where you had to pick a fish and you had to avoid being eaten.
Hell yeah, I'm going to Google that shit later.
Have any of you played Neptune for like the old learning company game Neptune? You're a submarine and you're trying to avoid monsters while picking up facts about ocean life.
Monsters? That sounds really
Mary teaches typing.
Oh yeah. Mavis Beacon, baby.
How about Spellevator? Anyone play Spellevator?
I think I have.
No. I won a Spellevator contest in sixth grade. It got me out of a spelling exam. I am awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We can play Number Munchers for free on your browser.
Yeah?
Yeah, nice. I did for like 45 minutes one time. I'm like, I fucking all rock right, at so this we... game.
So we got one retail release for for the past 2 weeks, and that's Madden NFL 11 for Wii. There's really been nothing outside of that.
If you want to hear about Madden NFL 11, listen to the episode 2 episodes ago.
Well, I would like to talk briefly about Madden NFL 11.
Right, Neil. I'm interested. Do they throw the ball in this one?
They do.
Cue the music, Andy.
The rules of football is that you have to throw the ball to a receiver, or you can hand the ball off to a halfback, or what is more commonly referred to as a running back.
Tailback.
How's the game structured? Is it in quarters, or
It's in four quarters, which make a hole.
Oh, I've never seen a game with four quarters. It's usually six quarters.
Yes.
Okay. Most of the time, you're paying 50 cents to play this game, though, these days.
How many meters long is the field?
What's 100 yards is how many meters?
I have no idea.
Hold on, the conversion's like...
Well, actually, common misconception. The field is actually 120 yards long because the end zones are 10 yards each, which
course.
Is the equivalent of a couple meters.
Okay.
I'm calling foul. This joke ends now.
All right, so Madden NFL 11.
I just made it to the Wikipedia page, Andy. You ruined it.
All close that bitch.
I didn't need to look at the Wikipedia page. Madden NFL 11, I gave it an 8 this year when I reviewed it. It's good. I definitely feel like, not really that it's a step back, but I feel like it's kind of more of a sidestep than a step forward. The new franchise mode is really cool, but the pointer controls are kind of unnecessary. I think it's like too pointer heavy. I know it's kind of like the early Wii games that were too gesture heavy, like Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Gimmicky, yeah.
Yeah, like it just feels like it's pointer control because they're like, well, we're on Wii now. This is the Wii version. It's got to have pointer control.
Yeah.
And the game flow in this, I don't know what it is in the HD versions, but on the Wii version, the game flow is terrible. And that's the removal of play call, and it just doesn't work.
I'm actually kind of curious about something. The iPad version lets you draw your own defensive plays, like draw where everyone's going to go. Do they let you do that with a pointer in the Wii version?
Yes. It's a little bit different. They kind of make it... I think it works very well in it. It's called Call Your Shots.
Everyone tackle Favre.
I think... Yeah, good for the ankles. But I think they only had it for offense last year, and I think they added it for defense this year. Or they added it... I don't know.
Okay.
But they have it for offense and defense now. And offense, basically, you can just draw any route for your receivers to go on, which is kind of
neat. That sounds cool to me. That sounds like it's starting to be more of a strategy type game than
And then on defense, the way Call Your Shots work, it's not necessarily you pick where your guy's gonna be, but like you can switch him from like blitzing to man-to-man coverage to zone to like deep zone or whatever.
Somebody should make a turn-based football game just to do it.
I think it's been done.
That's kind of what it is.
Seriously?
I think I played one on the iPhone, and I think I didn't review it because it was poopy, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, there are, like, they've had, I think even NFL head coach kind of had, like, a turn-based mode where you would kind of pick the play, and then, like, it would be simulated of what happened as opposed to you actually controlling it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, man.
And I think that mode might still live on in some Madden games, but I'm not
sure. There are some football board games, which is basically what you're talking about, Zach. It's basically call your play, roll some dice, and see what happens. I mean, it's the nerdiest thing ever, but
football,
it's basically
talisman.
It's basically
yeah. And there's that baseball game too. That's the same way.
It's basically D&D for football geeks. I actually have one. Nice. It's called a Pizza Box Football, and I've only played it a handful of times because it ain't easy to find someone who wants to play a football based board game. I have a friend who's both really into sports, and we don't hang out that often because he lives far away, but we hung out once a couple years ago, and we played it like 3 times in 1 weekend, and we both just loved it. We've been trying to figure out a way to like play it online, but we haven't really worked anything out. We tried
using
Google
Wave.
What's
it called? I want to write this down.
It's called a Pizza Box Football. I'll email you a link.
Okay.
Yeah, email me that too.
Yeah, it's a really good time. It's customizable. It's as detailed as you kind of want it to be. It has like 2 or 3 different like rule sets. You can make it more complicated, or you can make it less complicated. And one of the cool things is every year during the Super Bowl, they actually put out altered rule sets so you can simulate the upcoming game
nice.
with with the two teams that are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. And so basically they put out a call to all the people who own the game to play the Super Bowl and to get back to them, and then they predict the outcome.
So like 15 people play and get back
to them? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, Zach. But yeah, it's a cool
game.
That's
awesome, though. I want to play that shit.
I'll
E3. Bring it
to that. Yeah.
Yes.
If I can make it to E3, I promise you I will.
We all fucking better go.
I'm going to E3. Hell yeah.
I just have to leave my work and walk for like 5 minutes. So yeah.
I certainly hope to go.
Yeah. You leave your work and you see a moose.
I did see a moose yesterday.
I know.
It was very close to us and it wouldn't move, so we had to go past it and hope it didn't kill us.
You just have to make sure you don't flare your nostrils.
Yeah. Deer? Neil, are you talking about deer?
Yes.
Where do you get off talking about deer?
They're all around here.
Fuck, we have a lot of deer.
You got a problem.
We have a lot of moose.
It starts with deer, with a capital D.
We have fucking bears up here, man.
For deer.
Dude, deers will screw up your car something fierce.
Yeah, so will moose.
They got bears up by Lauren, so North Jersey, there's bears. Like, bears fuck up her garbage can.
Yeah.
They have to get bear-proof cans.
Well, we have those.
Apparently, bears can't unscrew anything.
Stop throwing away so much honey.
Dude, bears are smart. Bears are friggin' smart.
Yeah. I mean, like, they have these bear-proof cans, but I've heard reports of bears.
They work.
Just like,
yeah,
well,
they
fuck
work.
That. We're gonna unscrew this shit.
I have a couple of them for backpacking. And I know I've left it down on accident before, and it has been tampered with. Like, you could see stuff on it, but not unscrewed.
Have any of you guys seen that Grizzly Man movie?
They got dumb bears, man.
Yeah, California bears are kind of dumb.
Have any of you seen the Grizzly Man movie about Timothy Treadwell?
No.
Dude's a fucking moron. He's from California, and he went up to Kodiak Island, which is off the coast of the southeast. And that's where grizzly bears live. And he lived with the grizzly bears every summer for like 12 years. And he'd get right up to them. And if they acted aggressive, he'd smack them. And they'd run away. And guess how he died?
The bears killed him?
He got shot by a hunter.
Killed him and his girlfriend, who he dragged to the island.
I thought it'd be a twist ending.
You should watch the movie. Go rent it. It's called Grizzly Man. It'll kind of fuck up your impression of bears and people.
I don't really have a good impression of bears
or people. So.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all the Nintendo-related news we have for you. I think that's all the Nintendo-related news we've had for you for like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes now.
I did want to rant about my Wii situation to see if anybody out there listening.
Yeah, I
want to
hear this.
Had something similar. Yes. I have basically two areas with a television in my house, upstairs and a downstairs, and right around the summertime every year, at some point, I get the craving to move my Wii from my nice home theater setup downstairs with the flat LCD screen up to the shitty television in my living room, because that one actually gets sunlight. And also because I cut my cable recently, and the only way I can actually get video content on my upstairs TV is the DVD player or Netflix on demand. So my Wii is the only thing that I can easily bring upstairs that'll get me Netflix. Anyway, that's not the point. So I brought my Wii upstairs, and this is the second time this has happened to me, where I took the Wii, unplugged it, brought it upstairs, hooked it up using the old composite cables, and the thing didn't turn on. The first time, it just didn't turn on about 8 or 9 times in a row, and then it magically worked. And I really couldn't explain why. It would just go to black. Like, the lights would turn on, and it would sound like it's booting up. Like, the fans would whir up, but I would just get nothing on the television. And then it actually got to the little, like, warning screen, but it wouldn't go past that. But then it worked fine. So anyway, like, I brought it – I kept it – last time I brought it upstairs, I kept it upstairs maybe a week, and then I brought it back downstairs because I think Galaxy 2 hit, and I wanted to look at it on the better TV. But I brought it back upstairs this last week, and the same thing happened. It didn't turn on right away. But then, like, a day later, it did it again. And now what I've found is that I can pretty much count on the Wii locking up if I'm in the system menu or in the shop channel or, like, in one of the Nintendo provided pieces of software, like
the weather channel.
Shop channel, the internet channel, the Nintendo channel. But if I get into a disc or a virtual console game, it seems to be okay. Like,
I
played.
Maybe it's an issue where, like, an update didn't install correctly.
I'm wondering if that's the case because
that
I thought at first I thought it was overheating because that's what happens when it's when you know hardware overheats, it just stops working.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if I it was doing it constantly, I couldn't get past like 30 seconds with the system on, and then once and then I finally got to like load up. I think I booted up Mario 3 and played like for 25 minutes with no problem, and then I went back to the SD card menu, and sure enough, within like a minute, it locked up again, and then I rebooted it. Then I rebooted it and went into Netflix and watched like 2 hours of video content on Netflix with no problems. But then I went back to the Wii menu the next day, and sure enough, it locked up again. So then today it locked up once when I was trying to buy. I bought a couple of things from the Wii Shop channel today. I bought Bit Trip Runner, which is incredibly frustrating but a lot of fun. And I bought Super Metroid because I actually don't have a copy of it at the moment.
Hell yeah.
I had it on Super NES, but then I sold my Super NES.
What
I'm lame.
A good game.
So I bought Metroid and I bought Runner, and it froze on me when I was trying to add points, but then I was able to reboot and get back into it and buy points and download them without a problem. So I guess I'm kind of wondering if anybody's ever had this happen where like it'll lock up on them consistently, but only if they're not running software. That's weird to me.
Mine's never locked up when it gets to the actual program, but for a few weeks now, or maybe months, you know, I'll turn it on and I'll hear the whirring, but it doesn't get past a black screen, and I'll reset it, and that'll happen like two or three times before it actually gets to the press A to continue.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened at first. That's kind of what happened at first, and then I would slowly be able to get further and further into the Wii experience, so to speak. Like at first, I wouldn't be able to get past the warning. And then I would get to the menu, but it would freeze right away. And then now I can get to the menu, and I was able to actually mess around in the Wii menu the last time I had it on for probably about 20 minutes, and then I just turned it off because it was fine. But I would assume it's going to do it again. I mean, it was doing it consistently for 2 days, so I don't know. It's just I called up Nintendo and kind of ran through all the obvious troubleshooting stuff with them, and basically within a couple of minutes, they were like, yeah, we're going to replace it for $85. And I kind of like thought about it for a second, and I was like, $85? So like the fact that it still kind of works makes me not want to drop the money right away, but I'm thinking probably at the very least before the big holiday games hit this fall,
it's gonna have I'll probably
do that.
Maybe you'll get a black Wii.
Well,
when I get it back, I would assume.
Hopefully they'll keep all your, you know, games and stuff that are on the system.
That's why you have to go through Nintendo. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the bigger drawbacks of the Wii platform is that if my Xbox broke right now and I decided to replace it instead of just not having one, which I don't know if I would necessarily decide to replace it aside from football. I think I'd have to just because of football. But if I decided to replace my Xbox, I could go through Microsoft and pay like $100, or I could just go buy an arcade for $150 and get a 3-year warranty instead of a 1-year warranty.
Right.
Because as far as I'm concerned, the longevity of the warranty you get with your Xbox 360 is of key importance. But with the Wii, the warranty isn't as big of a deal. But at the same time, I can't just go buy another one. I've invested way too much money in Wii Shop to just go out and buy another one.
To Nintendo, you can probably get your games back.
By just buying another one, you mean?
They really need to get on using Club Nintendo for that.
I agree.
It would be very smart.
Because, I mean, that's basically why I would pay them $85 to do it, as opposed to just trying to track down a used Wii for less than – well, probably not less than that anyway. But I guess that's what I'm saying is with the Wii, you're tied to going through Nintendo because there's no other way to get your stuff transferred.
Right.
Yeah,
if only you could just, you know – put it on SD card, then go to another console and say, I want to activate this.
Apple's really, transfer. I mean, Apple does it perfectly, as far as I'm concerned.
I do.
I've changed, you know, iPhones a couple of times, and you just resync it. You don't even have to resync it. You can just log into your iTunes account and re-download it as many times as you want. Now, that's only with applications. With music and video, it's a different story altogether. But with applications, they do it exactly the way the consumer wants it, as far as I can tell. And Nintendo just has a lot of room to grow in that area. But yeah, it's a little disconcerting because today was probably the first time that I've spent money on the Wii Shop channel in maybe 4 months, 4 or 5 months. Wow. There just hasn't been anything really worth getting since, what, Cave Story, maybe, I think, was the last thing I spent money on.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, like, it was kind of hard for me to want to put my credit card information into a system that might freeze while I'm doing it, knowing full well that...
And you don't know when it's going to go belly up completely. And in that case, they might just say, oh, we can't recover your games, which is also worrisome. Yeah.
That's real. Well, that's
which
really
is partial
worry.
Incentive for saying.
I would say that at the very least, they know what I've registered through Club Nintendo and they could get it back
right,
that way.
But it seems like they're so bad with that that they might just say Club Nintendo was separate from the purchases, and, you know, even though it shows up every time you buy something.
It seems to me that while they may say that in terms of like the public answer as to why they don't use that yet, when it comes to actually providing customer service, I've got to believe they would use that option if that was the only way to get the hundreds of dollars worth of Wii Shop purchases back. I've got to believe that. Like, is that a concern that if my system goes belly up, they can't get that content?
I think
that's scary.
I wouldn't be like surprised if that happened. I would be mortified, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I tell you what, the reason I'm on this podcast is because I love Nintendo as a company, even if I don't always agree with them. If that were to ever happen to me, there is a strong chance my faith in Nintendo as a company would plummet far.
Yeah. No, that happened to me, a similar kind of thing with my Zune, and that's why I got into iPod, so,
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good luck
and
with
that's,
that.
And you know, I have at least my saved data. I have more or less backed up to my SD card. I don't know if
that's
good. I'm not sure if I have the games
itself.
That's not
as much of a big
though.
Deal, in all honesty.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I actually have my games backed up to the SD card, because some of them, I think they have to be moved, don't they? They can't be on one. They have to be on one or the other.
I don't think they can be on
both. Yeah. Anyway, that's my story. If I'm just curious if there's anybody out there listening who has had a similar problem. I'm not rushing to get it fixed, but like I said, I'm thinking before like Donkey Kong and Kirby and all them come out this next couple of months.
Might have to happen.
I'm really kind of hoping to trip over an extra $85, because right now it's not exactly like I'm swimming in money. So feel free to PayPal me $85.
Yeah, hey.
Listener. I'd be happy to take your money. No, yeah, it sucks, and I'm hoping it won't be anything I have to worry about quite yet, but I guess part of me would really rather it just either die or not die, so that I could just deal with it.
Yeah.
Wondering when it's gonna die, but that's me, I guess. Anyway, that's all I got. That's my what you're reviewing. I'm reviewing the slow demise of my precious video game console. The moral of the story is don't buy on launch day.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I did.
It shouldn't matter. I have my GameCube for God knows how long.
I've had it freeze up on the press A to continue screen.
Yeah, no, I've had it freeze a lot, but never enough. Like, I think there was one time where it said something along the lines of like, "We can your data is corrupt," and I was just like, I freaked out, turned it off, unplugged it, and then it was fine. So I'm probably on a ticking time bomb. But
like, part of me thinks that this has something to do with unplugging my system. This only seems to happen when I bring my system into a new location. Part of me wonders if it's the other video cables that I'm using, because I only use these video cables when I move it to another TV. So maybe there's a short in the video cables or something. And then part of me wonders if it's strictly a software problem, because otherwise, how could I have played Mario Galaxy for like an hour and a half the other day?
Yeah.
Or watched Netflix for 2 hours the other day? Like, when it only freezes in the Wii system menu, that doesn't scream hardware, that screams software.
Yeah,
sure.
But
yep.
So maybe they'll do a system update and I'll download it and everything will be fine. I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, that's all I got for that. So
yeah.
Is there a way you can just manually update it anyways?
If you go to update it, it'll just say you have the most up-to-date version. So
Okay.
You know what? Maybe it's possible there's one out there, because I think the last time I got an update message, I don't think I did it because I didn't feel compelled to do it. But maybe I'll go check.
Yeah, but and that just about does it for episode 24 of the NWR Newscast.
What was that?
Yep.
Right?
I feel good about this episode. I feel good about this episode. I feel like this episode, solid.
You going to loop the music, Andy?
I kind of feel like you listeners just got a real treat. A real treat.
Yeah,
genuine.
I mean, it was a little off base at times, but I
genuine,
feel like it was good.
Genuine
like this was
podcast.
Interesting. It flowed.
I just had dark chocolate delivered to my door, so I am happy.
That's pretty awesome.
Not enough talk about dinosaurs.
You want to know what I realized during that long talk about your Wii? Is that I didn't realize that I got Picross on DS, like the original one. They supported that with downloadable stuff for like a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't on the cartridge, I don't think.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Because I had to download it.
Yeah.
But like it started like, you know, I guess it came out in 2007. And the earliest one that I found was like September 2007, and the last one was like the end of 2008. Like, damn.
That's pretty awesome. Man. That's a good game. That's a really good game. I think until
Picross, I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Until Picross 3D came out, that might have been one of my favorite DS games.
Yeah, like I think Picross 3D loads better, but this is still a great game, especially now that Picross 3D I've beaten to shreds.
Yeah.
Neil, how far are you in Dragon Quest IX?
I'm on the post game stuff, but I don't. Really
oh, you beat it? Okay.
Yeah, wow. I haven't played it. I haven't played it in a long time.
Okay.
I just got to Bloomingdale or something.
Bloomingdale.
Like that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I just got to Wormwood. Right after the train was shot down in the sky. You know where that is, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
Am I anywhere near the end?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of something else.
I honestly don't. That was a blur to me because I played so much of that game in, like, 4 days.
I seriously need to level up. I think I'm just going to run around trying to find monsters that aren't in my monster list and just fight stuff and level up.
That's always good to do.
But it is.
Let's close out this episode.
I agree.
Why don't you?
I feel like it's been trying to die for like 15 minutes now.
Listener, why don't you email us at newscast@nintendoworldreport.com, or maybe you could check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/nwrnewscast.
If you would like to subscribe to the Nintendo World Report newscast, you can do so. At iTunes.
I hear rumors of an app.
That would be really cool.
No,
an app would be
$1.99
cool.
where they can come in contact with us.
One
have
touch,
all the episodes at
one
their fingers.
Touch communication.
Check us out on your Android smartphone Droid X supercomputer.
There is actually no bonus content. Or But
I never got around
to,
I never got around
like
to
that.
Posting those Dickiemon pictures.
Yeah, you need to.
We're waiting for them, dude.
I know.
Whoa!
Till next time.
I have an update before we close this episode. I just got the system files are corrupted error message while checking to see for updates.
Shit just got real.
Maybe this is why my shit's freezing.
Maybe
it's going down in the streets.
Your update is corrupted. Your OS is
corrupted.
Shit.
Let's end this so I can stress out about my Wii now. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Enjoy your cricket.
Later, everybody.
What the fuck?